I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Al-Qaeda says jihad is coming to India, but the Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton, says the new prime minister is the leader in the Hindu Nationalist Party. Muslim-Hindu violence is unique in its intensity, and Christians are almost always caught in the crossfire. Church leaders are concerned, but undeterred.
They understand that the potential for persecution is growing, but they also understand that God has called them to minister and evangelize Hindus and Muslims, and so they are excited about that opportunity, even as they know it does come with a price.
Help us build a prayer wall on our Facebook page. Meanwhile, the phrase back to school can mean a lot of things. Newly sharpened pencils, crisply ironed uniforms, and shiny new gym shoes. In Haiti, Ron Pierre of Baptist Haiti Mission says back to school means some big changes.
They're starting to install some new government regulations with regard to not only government schools, but Christian schools. That means a dramatic impact on us. We're in desperate need of funds.
Can you help BHM get the materials they need to reach students for Christ? We'll connect you with the group at missionnetworknews.org. And when you think of baptism, do you think prisoners? Well, probably not. But for one man in particular, the baptism of inmates is a major life focus and a reason to rejoice. Crossroad Bible Institute says their India director saw 46 prisoners baptized over the last year alone. That's 46 prisoners who gave their life over to Christ even while serving time. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Abraham and the Dreamer, a story of changed lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through storying evangelism. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link Abraham and the Dreamer at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.